plead. Waiting so patiently, yeah, thank you, operator, for not disconnecting me.
In the background, I've got the Wall Clocks coming up. They are going to be playing Friday night at the Belmont with the Hand Grenades. That's in Hamtramck. We don't have much time left, so I'm just going to run through a couple of these. Again, the Orbisons are going to be playing at Aaron's Irish Pub in Fraser, Michigan, Friday night. Tracy Cash Thomas is going to be playing Saturday night at the Grape Expectations. That's in Plymouth. And it's a really nice little venue. It's the Wine Merchant Center, as well as a little cafe. On January 14th, the Amino Acids are playing the Blind Pig. And Friday night, the Reefer Men are playing Memphis Smoke. Tim Pact is going to be playing the Trinity House on Friday night. That's an interesting venue, and be a great venue to see him at. And that's about all I have. The Great Lake Myth Society is going to be opening for Misty Lynn and the Big Beautiful. Their CD release party is happening Saturday night at the Magic Stick. Real nice article about Misty Lynn in Real Detroit this week. You might want to check that out. And check out the band as well as Great Lake Myth Society Saturday night at the Magic Stick. Here's the Wall Clocks. They're going to be at the Belmont Friday night. And be sure to stay tuned, because we've got coming up in just a matter of minutes, Howard Glaser. Clouds are raining you on my front porch. Your eyes, they told me that you felt the same. You didn't have to say what you said anyways, but I'm glad you told me on my front porch. I believed you, girl. The summer has been so good to me. I don't want it to end, and I'm trying to hold on to someone I know I'll always remember. Well, this girl I love across the avenue, she told me that she loved me too. Don't go away, my heart's safe, but I know, well, I've got to let her go. Well, for all my advance reading of the calendar, it seems we're not quite ready to go live. So I'm going to throw back on some of the new CD from Misty Lynn. Oh, darn it. For some reason, this is a pre-issued copy, and it's not it's reading in one of our CD players and not the other. And, of course, the one that I tried to load it in is the one that it will not read this particular CD. So let's move on to something else while they finish getting the music sound just right for Howard Glaser on the Motor Live Drive. How about the Reefer Men off their CD, The Night at the Fifth? That's the... Okay. Now I'm getting the okay, but we're going to cue up. How about The Thrill Is Gone by the Reefer Men? And you can check them out at Memphis Smoke, no cover on Friday night. Well, the thrill may be gone, but we're still going, and we're ready for the live drive at 5 right now, featuring Howard Glazer. Take over, Mr. White.
Well, we'll just take that right on down, and the thrill ain't gone. In fact, the thrill has just begun. We have Howard Glazer here in our Studio J today. In fact, Howard, you've been playing around town for so many years.
So many is right.
Yeah. Well, and you've done so much. What are you going to start off with for us today?
Well, the first thing I'm going to start off with is it's a nice warm-up tune for me. It's called Gas Pump Blues. I wrote this song back when gas was like $3.50 a gallon. And fortunately for now, it's down low, and even though, of course, we need alternative energy. But until then, it's nice to save a little bit of money at the gas pump. And this is off my Liquor Store Legend CD. Okay, here it goes. I normally perform with my band, EO34, so this is me minus the EO34.
Well.
Here we go. And I won't be driving anymore. Well, I got the gas pump blues, and I won't be driving anymore. I'm gonna put my car in the garage. I'm gonna lock that garage door. Well, I went to fill my tank, and the minute he started to laugh. Unless you rob a bank, son, you won't be coming back. I got them gas pump blues. Won't be driving anymore. I'm gonna put my car in the garage. I'm gonna lock that garage door. I gotta save up all my pennies if I wanna get around. Save up on my pennies if I wanna get around. I'm gonna hop on that bus. I'm gonna take it all over this town. Oh, well, I went to the gas station and my heart started to beat fast. Unless we do something soon, well, we ain't gonna last. I got them gas pump blues. Won't be driving anymore. I'm gonna put my car in the garage. I'm gonna lock that garage door. And the man he started to laugh. Unless you rob a bank, son, you won't be coming back. I got them gas pump blues. Won't be driving anymore. I'm putting my car in the garage. I'm gonna lock that garage door. Yeah. Well, I said the price is so high, I'm gonna let my car run dry. I say the price is so high, I'm gonna let my car run dry. Well, I won't be driving anymore. Don't even put me in a hearse when I die.
Whoa. Oh, thank you, Howard. Yes, in fact, now we have Howard Glazer here in the studio, and Howard, you've been playing around, with all kinds of bands. You've been all playing kinds. With rock bands and jazz, and blues bands and
blues,
jazz,
new wave, everything.
But lately, you've been doing something a little bit different with his acoustic sets.
Yeah. Wow. So I got real loud in my headphones.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm still kind of. I've been doing. I started doing the solo thing. Just to, you know, something different, and you need to play as much as possible. You're sitting at home.
Well, in fact, you've been playing like at the Gem Bar, on Greenfield.
Yeah, it's not every Tuesday. I'm still hoping it will turn into every Tuesday. They have a new owner there who I don't really think they totally know what they're doing there. So it's kind of sporadic off and on.
Well,
so.
Hopefully you'll find that music is where it's at.
It would be nice. He's got some guy right now on Fridays who does like, you know, all these like covers, which, you know, it's not my cup of tea, but.
Well, hey. We just keep it going. In fact, why don't we just keep this going?
Okay, sounds good.
And what do you got next?
This next one's off the Brown Paper Band CD. This is called Don't Love You No More. I'm going to take a quick hit of my water here.
Got to keep you lubricated.
Yeah, especially in this weather. You get dried out from the heat and whatnot. Okay.
I don't love you no more, I don't want
tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, Howard Glazer here in Studio J at WHFR. Oh. Now, you've done, like I say, you've done a lot of stuff. What gigs have you got coming up?
Well, things have been a little slow. I'm playing tomorrow at a new place in Toledo called Papa's Tavern, which we haven't been to yet.
I'd heard about that one.
And, yeah, it's supposed to be a nice venue. And then I'm at Aaron Pub at the end of the month, which is in Fraser. It's like 14 and Grossbeck. And Wednesday the 21st, I'm at the Blue Goose Inn. We're hosting, like, the open jam. They have, like... that's like 11 Mile and Jefferson and St. Clair Shores.
Yeah, I heard it's a jumping place.
Yeah, it's one of the few places they're still doing like live music, like I think 5 nights a week.
Wow.
So, gotta hand it to them. They're still doing it.
Yeah. Well, hey, you gotta keep on doing it.
You gotta keep on keeping on.
And how? What are you gonna keep on keeping on today?
Well, this next one is off the Liquor Store Legend CD. It's called Broken Down Hotel Blues. A few years ago, I was at a festival in Montrose, Sweden, and I probably butchered that word, Montrose, but they were supposed to give us like free meals and hotel rooms, and the hotel room they gave me was about like the size of a small bathroom, and the free meals consisted of they gave us tickets to get hamburgers from vendors on the street corner. And so that's what the song is about, Broken Down Hotel Blues. Thank you. let them Jim Daniels peel back some broken down hotel blues. Or hamburger fries and two shots of whiskey, a front page deal news. We gotta get moving on A49. Security check my shoes. I got them Jack Daniels peel back, it's broken down hotel blue.
You never know what happens when you go overseas.
Yeah, really, really.
And I know you really, you know, go overseas quite often, don't you?
Well, as often as possible. Last time I was over was January of last year. I was in the UK with Emmanuel Young. We did a couple of gigs. We were in Stamford and Peterborough. And I'm working on some stuff for this coming year, 09, so keep my fingers crossed. Some of it will happen.
Well,
unfortunately, with the economy right now, you know, it kind of makes it hard for people to bring people over as far as with all the expenses involved.
Yeah, but the Europeans always love somebody from Detroit.
Yes, somebody from Detroit is always a good thing.
Speaking of Detroit, I know you have been nominated and even, I think, won a couple of times the Detroit Music Awards, guitarist.
I won the Metro Times Music Awards, which was before they were the Detroit Music Awards. I've been nominated. The past 2007, I was nominated for best guitarist or whatever they call it, best musician, whatever. In 2008, both myself and my band were nominated for music awards.
All right.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And in these difficult times, going a solo makes it a little more economical.
Yeah, you know, it's good for me. The first few times I did it, you know, I felt like I told Deb, I said, you know, I should just go out naked just because I feel, you know, I'm so used to having a band with me. This is like, it was a little, because when I'm with a band, you know, I never get nervous. You know, I'm so used to it. Now I'm finally getting used to doing the solo thing too.
Yeah, because in fact, you told me once that really you never really played acoustic guitar. You always started out as an electric guitar player.
I mean, I dabbled in acoustic. I've always had one, but I never really played it that seriously. And then I started playing solo with Old Miami. They booked me there, and I said, I thought they were booking my band. They're like, no, we want to book you solo. And I'm like, really? And so I started doing solo stuff.
Well, just because people demanded it?
Well, just because Old Miami wanted it. And then I found, you know, like some venues, like, you know, it's a lot easier to pay one guy than three, even though I love working with the band. But, it's a good exercise for me because it forces me to, you know, think differently than when with the band. Plus, the band with the drums, the amps, it's a lot louder. So, you know, when I'm solo, I can hear what I'm doing a lot better. So it helps me work on my vocals and my playing and whatnot.
Okay, well, why don't you work on your playing right now? What do you think you got coming up next?
this is one more from the Liquor Store Legends CD, and then we'll do a new one that will hopefully be on the upcoming CD that doesn't have a name yet. This is called Let's Go for a Ride, and it's kind of, when you'll hear it, it's kind of like my Chuck Berry-ish type thing. Which is kind of interesting solo.
Yeah. Chuck Berry was always known for his solo acoustic work.
Yeah, really. But I mean, I love a lot of players, but Chuck's always, I grew up listening to Chuck, and I'm a big Chuck Berry fan. John Lennon once said, I'm sure you probably heard this, but John Lennon once said if rock and roll had another name, it would be Chuck Berry.
Well, then why don't we go for a ride?
Okay, here we go. Excuse me. What's in the come on, baby? Let's go for a ride. So far, when do you satisfy? What's in the ooey, baby? Let's have some fun. having some fun. We're gonna rock and roll into the morning sun. Why sing the come on, baby, let's go for a ride. So far, when do you satisfy?
You said you've got some new stuff coming out.
Yeah, this is one a lot of people can relate to in these tough economic times and whatnot. It's called Living on the Edge. And who knows, it's, even though this new CD isn't recorded, I do have one song that I did bring that is a possible, it was a rough mix from the new CD.
Yeah. You want to try that out?
Sure.
Yeah, we could treat. It's a little bit different. In fact, first I have to say, this will be the first time it's played anywhere.
Anywhere in the world, this is the world debut.
And now I have to
except
ask,
for my stereo.
In fact, I haven't listened to it myself, so I'll have to ask: is it FCC ready?
Oh yes, there's not as far as yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make
sure.
Probably,
no, I wouldn't.
What is it called?
It's the Wall Street Bailout.
Okay, why don't we give it a spin?
Bail out Wall Street. And everybody loses their jobs. They bail out Wall Street, and everybody loses their jobs. The bankers get bonuses. The people line up for unemployment in mobs. The houses are foreclosed. People have no place to live. Houses are foreclosed. People have no place to live. This has got to change. Something's just got to give. Better hurry up and buy a car, because soon they won't make them here anymore. You better hurry up and buy yourself a car, because soon they won't make them here anymore. They say the big three's going right out that door. You'd better hope and pray. If you lose your job, you'd better hope, you'd better pray. Things will be better. Wait for the brand new day. Times they are changing really, really fast. Yeah, the times they're changing really, really fast. Oh, I hope it's soon, 'cause we surely won't be able to last.
Something a little different from Howard Glazer, a little something different than the solo acoustic.
Yeah, it was kind of an experiment with taking like some traditional blues sounds and mixing them with some very non-traditional blues sounds.
Okay, and you've always done some political songs.
Yeah,
in your career.
Yes, I have. I also on throughout. Gas Pump Blues is kind of, well, it's social commentary, and I also have on the Liquor Store Legend CD Power, which was originally a That Jive song.
Oh yeah?
We did it in That Jive. I wrote one verse in That Jive, and Angie wrote a couple other verses, and we did it in That Jive, and then when I did Liquor Store Legend, I didn't have any copy of the That Jive version, so I just use the verse that I originally was going to add to the first verse. So there's really two different versions of the same song. One I wrote all the lyrics for, and the other one, which That Jive did, which Angie and I wrote the lyrics together for.
Well, in fact, well, why don't you try that now?
In
fact, that's on your list, isn't it?
Yeah, it is on my list. We could try that.
Yeah.
What the heck?
There was a, okay, all right, we can try that.
Well, do what you want.
Well, no, we're all set for it anyways. Okay. I was going to do another one, but we'll get to it.
Okay.
Let me see. This is Power. This is the EL34 version, not the That Jive version.
Tell it about power. Tell the world about peace. Now tell it about power. Tell the world about peace. Why don't you get it up and get out in the street? Now tell it about hunger. Tell the world about greed. Now tell it about hunger. Tell the world about greed. That rant, they're not what they seem. Now tell the world about truth, tell the world about lies. Now tell the world about truth, tell the world about lies. How many more people gotta go to war and die?
I do remember that from your That Jive days.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Yeah. I hope I didn't throw you off too much.
No,
in a special request.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, what would you like to do next for us?
Well, why don't we put on the Jumpin' Shot and I'll switch guitars.
You're going to switch guitars? What do you got coming in?
Probably we'll do Steamrolling Baby.
Well, I'm talking about your guitar.
Oh, I'm
what kind of
guitar
I'm
sorry.
You got?
It's a resonator guitar.
Oh.
A metal body resonator.
Well... Okay, let me try something here.
Okay, and I want to remind listeners, if they're driving out of the area or you want to catch this show again, you can catch it on the podcast at whfr.fm. Hit the button that says Motor Live Drive, and it's still done by dates. We hope to correct that at some point in the future. Coming up in the next few weeks, we have next week on the Motor Live Drive, we've got the band called View. The week after that, we've got the Straight Backs. The 29th, we've got the Sons of Adre. And we're going into February now with the band. They just informed me, changed their name. They were Etherora. Now they're going to be called the Blue Flowers. Have to find out why they changed their name. I think there's a little bit of a lineup change, but... Ether Aura hyphen the Blue Flowers will be here on February 5th. And also we do I want to mention that next week will be the second anniversary of Motor Live Drive. We started in January 15th, 2007 with the first live band in the studio. And the last year's worth of bands are on our podcast. So check that out at whfr.fm. We've got the music queued up in the CD player. What do we have?
Well, we've got something from Howard Glazer off of Got the Impeached Bush Cheney Blues called Jump and Shout. So he's never had it played on this radio before?
Believe it or not, this song was written in about 1979. And nothing has been changed but the music.
Okay. Well, let's give it a go.
History beats if you don't watch out. Speak your mind and jump and shout. History beats if you don't watch out. Speak your mind and jump and shout. 350 gallon, what's the matter with that? The poor get poor, the rich get fat. Inflated price is climbing up the wall. It hit us all heavy when the stock market falls. If you don't watch out, speak your mind and jump and shout. History beats if you don't watch out, speak your mind and jump and shout. To tax the poor, to feed the rich, and take all they can, ain't life a bitch. And talk about the war, it's the big thing. Building missiles as the cash registers ring. Public services to buy a new car. You pay your chauffeur and you treat the budget won't go far. You turn off the street lights, you're running up the bills. Always dark, always fire, it's easier to kill.
watch out. Speak your mind and jump and shout. History beats if you don't watch out. Speak your mind and jump and shout. History beats if you don't watch out. Speak your mind and jump and shout.
Well, that's Howard Glazer. A little different than that solo acoustic. But, okay, you're on, Howard.
Well, let's see, we have about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, like, as I said, something a little bit different than their solo acoustic. And right now you've got a metal resonator guitar.
Yes, a metal resonator guitar. Well, I'm going to start with just... I'll start with bass guitar. This is called Waiting for That Train. This will hopefully be on the new CD, too. Waiting for that train, but that train don't ever come. Waiting for that train, but that train don't ever come. It's gonna bring my baby, bring her right back home. I sleep all day, but I can't get any rest. Such a mess. My life is in shambles. My life is such a mess. I'm searching for my baby. I'm searching all around. I'm searching for my baby. I'm searching all around. Get back on my feet. Get up off the ground.
Got a nice sound.
Yeah, it does
to
have
it.
A nice sound.
Thank you, thank you. Let me just. Sounds better in tune.
Oh, it all, things always sound better in tune.
Okay, this next one is off the Liquor Store Legends CD. It's another Train song. It's called Next Train Out. It's the last song on the CD, which I do perform on the CD solo, Resonator. And if I have time, I'm going to squeeze in a brand new one called Get Me Out of Here.
Well, we'll see if it will get you out.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just go right into it.
Sure. Go for it.
If I do it, Get Me Out. Well, it's been performed live a couple of times, but with a full band, but it'll be an experiment. Hey, life's an experiment, so.
All right, well, you got about and 7 minutes left.
And we just want to add, you'll be at the gym on this Tuesday?
No, I don't know when I'll be.
Oh,
there,
you don't
next.
Have
no,
it,
unfortunately.
Anything.
But you'll be down in Toledo this weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow at Papa's Tavern on Liberty Street. Train out.
All right. Well, are you going to get out of here?
Yeah, I'm going to try this song here. It's called Get Me Out of Here. It's just a little bit social commentary also.
Well, you've always done that. But, in fact, what's the best way for people to get a hold of Howard Glazer?
Well, you can go to my website, www.howardglazer.com, which is like glazed donuts, G-L-A-Z-E-R. Or I have two MySpace sites. My band site is www.myspace.com/Howard Glazer, and my solo site is myspace.com/Howard Glazer Solo.
Ah, okay. Well, we'll tell you what. Why don't you get out of here?
Here we go.
No conscience. When a gun has no fear, a bullet has no conscience. When a gun has no fear,
and spinning. But the end is growing near. The world keeps on spinning. But the end is growing near. You're gonna pull the trigger. Get me out of here. A smile has no beginning, but it ends with a tear. No answer, not only his career. Gonna pull the trigger, get me out of here.
Stay tuned for the jump button. Yeah. Ah, there we go.
Time for the bass.
A long, long time ago, a galaxy far, far away, a terrible struggle ensued. In this time of strife, a tiny child came forth, and when the smoke had cleared and the dust had dried, it was revealed to all the child was the great Ra, with two bees that had been prophesied throughout the land to host the Jump Button, home of dope cheap video game music and stuff on WHFR FM.
Rob.